I am so pleased to be heading over to Studio 2A and to invite back a guest who has graced us with his presence many times over the years. Carlos Arzate has a number of performances coming up over the next few weeks. We'll talk about all of those, as I mentioned before. He'll be a part of the celebration of Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl at the Screening Room on Thursday for the screening of the film about their lives and music. And we'll talk about what else he's been up to and has in store. But without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here's Carlos Arzate.
We'll be right back. give your body all mine. This is the echo of the things we never let go. Love, not as a fist, the expectation.
Your belly alive. out of sound. Them feeling buried. Running faster, but you won't get very far. You can't help it, baby, it's just who you are. Just a fancy.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm Matt. I'm live in Studio 2A with Carlos Arzate. Carlos.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Good to see you.
Great to see you too, man.
Introduce your band.
Yeah. So tonight I'm performing with Chris Pena on keys over here. We got one of my best buds in the whole world, Jesse Campbell, over here on electric guitar. You guys recognize him from American Android days and Innisfail days. We've been playing for a long time together. Mm. Over there on the bass is a really proud moment for me because that's my son over there holding it down. Brandon Arzate, you'll be hearing a lot more about him. And then we got Bill Richardson over here holding down the drums. And Bill's kind of a catalyst for this project currently in its current form. And just some... how this kind of came together, you know?
Well, tell me more. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, so I kind of been in the fellows for a while. You know, COVID kind of threw things off a little bit. Yeah. Everybody had to readjust, and my business got really, really busy during that time. And although I was still writing songs, I just didn't have time to rehearse with a band or kind of have to get people's schedules together and stuff because I was so busy. And I took up mountain biking because of my friend here, Jesse. So we started riding and got reacquainted with Bill, who we've done some work with in the past through Space Fish and some of the covers that mm-hmm. they do.
Yep.
Prolific band there with the annual covers. So we all met up at the 24-hour race to do that race.
Yeah.
But the whole time we were there, it's kind of a really cool hang. You know, you do your ride and stuff, but you're really just chilling, hanging out with your friends and your buds. You're drinking beers, you're listening to great music. And Bill was like curating the music. And I was just like, he was playing like so much soul. And then he'd play some Tom Petty. And then it was just a really good mix of music. I was like, man, dude, I like where you're coming from with this. And he's just like, why haven't you asked me to play drums before? I was like, no. I was just like, well, no, I've never even thought that could be an option, you know? You get kind of stuck in a frame with trying to play with all the right people all the time, and you might get stuck, you know. And that's where I was stuck. And Bill's like, well, I'll bring a drum set. the next, you know, the following day. And, and true to form, he showed up on Monday at my business with his drum set, and then we started rehearsing. He taught me how to play a beat. I started playing that beat a little bit, and it just kind of like relit the fire, and I just started writing songs. And we've done kind of like a weekly, semi-weekly rehearsal since then, and you know, 8 songs later, it's pretty cool.
Very cool. And you mentioned that during COVID, you know, before this project got going, you were still writing songs.
Yeah.
Did some of those songs transform into what we're hearing now, or is this really a fresh batch that started as you got this project together?
I'd say 6 of the 8 songs we'll play tonight are fresh from this project. A couple I had written the year before when I went to Bisbee. I have some good friends in Bisbee that open up their place, and I get to make some demos out there and just kind of find out what I am as a songwriter. If I still am a songwriter, if I'm still hearing the messages, you know?
Yeah.
So that first song we played, Classic, was inspired by a meeting of a really interesting person in Bisbee. So that kind of like created that. And I was playing a show with the Senators at the courtyard down there at the time. So that song and maybe another song are probably from before that. But most of the rest of these are just coming up right now.
And in the process of practicing together, workshopping songs, what have you noticed is different about your songwriting in this project than the sort of headspace that you were in?
That's a great question, man. I've thought a lot about that, man, because like I was kind of going into this mode of like, I feel like the music I grew up listening to, I feel like it's a wide array of music that influences me as a vocalist. And I don't feel like I should just like have to sing a certain way. And even though I was like diving more into like the soul side of, I still like, I'm always going to sing with soul no matter what.
Yeah.
But I was missing some of the rock a little bit, you know, but maybe not as rock as American Android was, you know, but still like having something that where I'm not like limited to say like, I have to sound like this, or, oh, you got a Latin name, so you have, every song has to be Latin or to fit in or to get ahead. And you know, I'm just kind of tired of all of it, Matt.
Yeah.
I feel like my life is so short. You know, and I've like been worrying about things that maybe don't really matter. Like my family matters, my friends matter, and the people that support and listen to what I'm doing matter. And I'm still hearing the songs and I still want to perform them. And this was kind of an organic push towards that, you know?
I love that answer, Carlos, especially because it bears out in what I hear when I listen to these songs is being really a synthesis of those different phases of your career that you were alluding to. So you can still hear that sort of soul inflected vocal, but with more of the rock sound that people knew you for early in your career. It's really exciting to be able to hear all these threads coming together.
Yeah, and I'm just blessed to have like supportive musical friends, like still like Ryan Alfred, to kind of give me context and stuff. And I remember being at a party earlier in the year that Chad and Michelle Herzog put together, and there was a lot of cool people there. And I remember talking to Brian, and I was just like thinking like, we were talking about just having a band that you can just hash it out with, you know, like not have to feel like worried about a genre or just getting the songs out. And it just, that almost like, it was like a little proxy confirmation to like keep putting time into this because time is so valuable. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of exciting stuff that's coming up over the next month. So let's first just do the rundown of gigs that you've got coming up over the next month or so, and then maybe we can dive a little deeper into some of that in the next break.
Sure. So this whole thing kind of came about with Jillian. You know, she invited us a month and a half ago to perform with her coming up Sunday night at Che's with her new country outfit, Bissette and Callahan.
Yeah.
And I was like, dope, I'd love to play Che's. It's been years, you know, since before COVID, since I performed there.
Yeah.
So then we accepted to that. And then she's just like, oh, I also got this Locals Only thing. So can you do that? And I was like, absolutely, man. Yeah. Like this timing kind of works out, you know, to hash these things out. So we'll be at Che's Sunday night. They'll open the show and then we'll play these new songs and maybe a couple of familiar tunes for folks. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary of Norman and Whiskey Girl. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
That's amazing.
And I'm going to be doing the playing a few of their songs, a couple of their songs at the screening room on Thursday night. They're going to be showing the film that that they put together for that. So
yeah.
I'm proud to be doing that, or asked to be doing that. So I just can't even believe it's 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And then we got an opportunity to play with some great bands like Street Blues Family at this 10 West Fest.
Oh, yeah.
November 4th. Uh-huh. I think it's the kickoff to the festival there. So we'll be playing later in the evening. So, and I'll be playing like a selection of older stuff and the newer stuff because, yeah, we just want to get these songs.
Yeah.
I want to play these songs, you know?
Understood. Yeah. So you are listening to Locals Only. This is Carlos Arzate live in Studio 2A with us for the rest of this hour. Take it away, Carlos.
Awesome.
Talk, voices from beyond the other world.
when she kneeled down to pray to God. So ashamed of the person she became. Children, Another day, another dollar in this world.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, joined by Carlos Arzate.
It's great to be here, man.
Great song, Carlos.
Thank you very much.
Love that one. Is that one of the songs that came from
That's the most recent song. It's the most recent song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to go under the hood a little bit. We've talked in the last set about, you know, since getting this project together, that most of the songs we're hearing tonight have emerged from that process. But what does that look like in practice? Are you bringing a, you know, finished but stripped down version of a song to the full group? Are you bringing a kernel of an idea that then kind of grows from jamming? What does it look like?
That's another great question, man. This has been like the freest I've been able to like introduce songs. Like literally we're showing up on a Saturday morning, sometimes after a ride up Urban Assault Trail, or sometimes after morning business, and I'm just sit there and these guys will show up. And then I'll be like, hey, let's learn this song, or let me show you this one, or this one, or this one. And it just would like, it's really a really comfortable space, you know, to do that. So we play them. I give them the ideas of the song, or they'll suggest ideas like that bass line on that song that we started the set with. Mm-hmm. Jesse conceived that bass line right there. He's just like, it's got like this My Morning Jacket feel. Like,
uh-huh, yeah.
So my antenna was just like, ooh, I love this.
Yeah,
And Jesse was having to play bass in the band. He's usually playing guitar, but Ryan Alford sometimes when he's available to play, he'll play electric, and then he was playing bass. And so Ryan wasn't available for these runs, so that's how Brandon got there. But basically, we're in kind of a zone there. It's the, kind of like the safe place to just let these things see if they can fly, you know, and... And that's how they come about, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Can't help asking about what it's like to play with Brandon. How does that feel as a father? And unfortunately, Brandon doesn't have a microphone to be able to defend himself on this.
Yeah, so. You want to come up here, man. You know, I was telling him before this set, actually, we're over at Empire Pizza right now. I haven't done that calculation yet. It just seems so automatic, and I haven't really done that calculation. You know, our relationships bloomed a lot. We did this trip to the Grand Canyon this summer with our friend Adam Bruce, and met some really good people, had this great adventure, and watched Brandon just blossom, you know. And he's, you know, I know he's only here for a season. I'm not trying to hold this kid back or anything like that, but it's just so nice to do this. He's just there in support of me. He's like, he's grown up watching me do this stuff, you know. So it's everywhere I'm going downtown, every invitation I have now, I'm bringing Brandon, you know, no matter what. And it's hard for some clubs, obviously, because he's still underage, but he's, you know, he's really benefiting from, you know, the work that Beth and I have put in, and, you know, the work that, you know, we've done through the years. So it's really great to be with him.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Love you, Brandon. I want to go back to that first set, that second song we played.
Yeah.
And this next song we're about to play.
Yeah.
I don't want to get ahead of
it. No, go for it.
I don't want to forget that those lyrics actually come from my sister-in-law, who's a writer.
Wow.
Her most recent work is with the PBS documentary series The Human Footprint. She worked on that, and she's a great writer, and she sent me out of the blue these lyrics that she put together, and I arranged those into a song called Through Line. That was one of them, and then the song we'll play after this interview will be another one called No Easy Way Home. And those kind of instances have kind of encouraged me to do more of this versus just like sitting on my hands, you know. Which is cool.
Very cool.
Family's been definitely represented. Blood and chosen family in this setup here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to remind folks as well, they've got a few chances to catch you and the band. So on Thursday at the screening room for the Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl documentary screening, you'll just be playing some songs solo for that one, right?
Yeah.
Some Nowhere Man and Whiskey Girl favorites.
I'll play a couple of their songs and a song that I wrote for them back then.
Wow.
After that whole, you know, that whole experience, man, like just getting to meet her family, and I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Like doing this so long, Jesse and I lost a friend years ago that my son bears his namesake, you know. You lose friends in this pursuit, you know, and I can't believe it's been 10 years. You know,
but what an amazing tribute that after 10 years, we're still listening to their music, still have so many people in this community in Bisbee that are so passionate about carrying their legacy on, and that's really what Thursday is about, right?
Yeah, I think Amy had a really, really special voice. Like, she had a no-nonsense voice, and I think that's what attracted people to her. She wasn't trying to be out there being flashy, mostly because she was sick a lot, you know? I remember just hearing her sing the first time, and it's just like the truest soul, like, would just come out of her effortlessly, and it was really, really attractive. It was really, really attractive. And I got to really thank Kelly Carpenter for kind of opening that door to Bisbee in the first place and letting me meet people like Amy and Derek, you know, and the whole family down there since then. So, yeah.
Well, let's hear a couple more songs. And a reminder as well, after that, folks can catch you at Che's with the full band on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
And that'll be with
Jillian
with her new project. I can't remember whether it's Bessette Callahan or Callahan Bessette.
Bessette Callahan.
Bessette Callahan. There
she's
you go.
She's going to sing some songs with us. Actually, that song, Rules of Engagement, I wrote that song. I wrote that song for Jillian, truly. You know, I wrote it away because we have these great experiences, and, you know, there's value in those experiences. And I wrote it a certain way, and then I went and saw Lyle Lovett. A couple weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, or something like that, and I was just so inspired. I was like, I know how this song should sound.
I love it.
And it's a little more country, but I love it. And when you wait till you hear Jillian singing harmonies that whole song on Sunday night, that's going to be magic.
Wonderful.
You know? Yeah.
And then 10 West in November. So if people want to keep track of shows, is the best way to do that through social media, website?
Matt, I'm not on Facebook. It's been a few years now. I am on Instagram, so that's proxy Facebook, but I'm terrible at promoting. When I do get the knack to promote, I misspell stuff and do it just in a quick hurry. I should be better, you know. I don't update my website, you know. I'm really asking a lot for people to listen to what we do, but it's super cathartic for us on this side of things. Yeah. So if you're inclined to pay attention to what we're doing, like, come to these dates and I'm getting opportunities now that we got a band to play more.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of exciting too. It makes me feel young, you know?
Yeah. And if you're just wandering around in downtown Tucson and you hear Carlos's voice, just follow the sound.
Yeah, there you go.
It carries. So that's its own promotion.
Yep.
All right. Let's hear your last set here. And at 10 o'clock, we will turn things over to Night Interlude, but we'll keep playing until then.
Awesome. Hey, thanks to everyone, all the listeners of KXCI. Thanks to everyone at KXCI, Elva, Amanda, Duncan, Matt over here, you know, Hannah, all the support you guys have shown me through the years. And the fact that I get to still do stuff like this is really pretty cool, and get to share moments with my son. It's really priceless what you guys are doing here, and I hope to continue to support that in a positive way for years to come.
Thank you, Carlos.
Recording this, I want to start it over. Can you guys hear my guitar? That's probably why. Hey, it's a Monday night, y'all. Come on, take it easy. Home, there is no easy way home.
is no easy way, oh. There is no easy way,
out there in TV land.
Been suffering from tunnel vision. The light has missed.
That was Carlos Arzate live in Studio 2A, wrapping things up for us on Locals Only.
Sorry, I would have given you the extra 10 seconds.